The Bad Articles is an improvised comedy show. That means our cast have no idea what they're going to say until they say it. In addition to this, we use a rules-light percentile dice system of our own making to drive certain aspects of the story. An extra touch of chaos. If you hear this sound, it means someone has succeeded. If you hear this sound, it means they've failed. To avoid injury or inconvenience, you'll hear us call for a preservation rule. This allows our players to react to an immediate threat. When inspiration strikes, you'll hear us ask for a luck roll. This gives our players the chance to pull something useful from their pockets or the environment, right there in the moment. Try not to worry too much about the mechanics, though. The dice are just for us. The story they help us create, that's for you. For more information on our rule system, you can check out the episode descriptions, explore our socials, or you can join our Discord server and talk with the creators. Enjoy the show. Since the dawn of time, Ireland has played host to unimaginable horrors, ushered in through an ever-weakening veil between our world and the other side. They live among us, shaping our mythology, sowing chaos, scaring the shit out of people. Not all hope is lost. Underfunded, undergunned, and underappreciated, the OSNA stand proudly in the way of unchecked otherworldly chaos. This secret network of brave volunteers put their lives and their sanity on the line, all for a better tomorrow.
Have you ever been pursued by the living dead and sought refuge from their foul, shambling corpses within the sanctified walls of a church or chapel, only to realise that zombies don't give a fuck about God and that they can just wander in anyway?
You better call the OSNA before you find yourself in the Bad Articles. Hello, hello. Hello, my name is J.R. McCormick, and I am absolutely delighted to welcome you to the second recording of The Bad Articles. This is an improvised comedy horror tabletop show set right here in Ireland, so if you're a fan of rolling dice, sipping Guinness, and being mildly haunted, you've come to the right place. Every engine needs an ear, so give it up to the man in the hidden fortress with the headphones on. It's our resident sound sorcerer, Clark Phillips. Huzzah! Huzzah!
Huzzah! Huzzah! Huzzah! Huzzah!
Every game needs its master, and guiding us through tonight's creeping dread is none other than our very own sweet prince of darkness, Aidan Kelly. Huzzah, huzzah.
Huzzah, huzzah.
And of course, what's a game without players? Before we abandon our real names and descend into madness together, please allow me to introduce our wonderful cast. As Maddie Murphy, we have Laura Connellan. Huzzah, huzzah.
Huzzah, huzzah.
As Dolan Gibbons, we have Patrick Meyer. Huzzah, huzzah.
Huzzah, huzzah. Huzzah.
And as Gideon Hubble, we have Niall McKenna.
Huzzah, huzzah.
There's always a pause. Does anyone feel this is going to be harder than last time? This is going to be like, oh, they've introduced new mechanics.
Yeah.
I feel
We are not using the practice dice anymore.
No.
We got the stabilizers off those dice.
No rubber rings.
You're all going to be okay.
Yeah. Fuck.
Maybe.
I mean, that's what you told Conliff.
That is the way it is, yeah. So last time we had a little question before we started. Just a little chitter chatter, getting to know you guys better. We got a question this time around. Have any of you ever found actual treasure? Niall McKenna.
My brother says that he found like £100 in a hedge one time.
Is that treasure or is that just someone else's money?
It has value.
My parents were like, you absolutely did not.
Coins or notes?
I don't know. I never saw it. But my parents were like, are you dealing drugs?
Oh.
I don't know, actually. Come on, I might ask him. Get him on the phone.
Can we get a call in? Aidan Kelly, you ever find treasure?
No, but I could see myself getting into like metal detectoring.
I could see that for you 100%.
Yeah. I've seen one man on a beach do it once and I thought, that looks like a nice
You'd
way to spend
that.
A Sunday.
Yeah, you would
Thank
suit
you.
That. Laura Connellan, did you find anything cool? Treasure?
I find a lot of treasures in charity shops.
Ah.
But I don't know if that counts quite the same. But my mother has raised me to have an eye for something that's worth a lot more than 50p.
Oh, for sure.
So that far, yeah.
I dig that. I believe that. Patrick?
I don't think so. When I was younger, there was like a sort of like a field area where they found dinosaur bones at one point. And I didn't find them. I wish I did. But they had like the sort of like flint-like rocks. And I remember all the kids would always just like pick them up and always be convinced that this was like a fossil from hundreds of years ago. It was not, but it was a nice wee make pretend.
I enjoy that.
And I believe I like that for you, especially.
That's a good cover story for the treasure that you definitely have found and don't want to tell us about.
Yeah, yeah.
Both times you've asked us questions, Patrick's been like, not really. And then told the most interesting and compelling answer. Dinosaur bones?
Yeah, I'm trying to auction off dinosaur bones in secret. It's my retirement plan.
I love it. Well, those were all marvellous stories. I enjoyed them thoroughly. Definitely yours, Patrick, was top of the bunch. I, too, have a little story for yous.
This wee story takes place on a Saturday in the town of Rathgool in the year of our Lord, 1993. Now, as you know, this quaint city village sits at the heart of Ireland. But did you also know that it's within a stone's throw of the coastline? I know. Sure, that's madness, says you. But this is a place of tall tales, and you might be surprised just how willing the landscape is to change in order to host a good story. And sure, if you squint a bit, it'll all make sense. It can't have been more than a week since we last left our brave volunteers raising a glass of unpasteurised milk to their fallen comrade, Clary Postman the Milkman. Warm unpasteurised milk, come to think of it. Which reminds me, I really do need to sort out the fridge situation in the pub. Dawn one in the back finally gave up the ghost, which I promptly sucked up into the Hoover like a Dan Aykroyd. I'm only joking. That was just a wee bit of ghost hunting humour there to try and lighten the mood because a man is dead. But I will say, if you're ever stuck, that Hoover trick does work, but not in poltergeists, for they tend to be thicker. Anyway, on the corner of Slitter's Cross sits a crooked and dishevelled little building with a set of big red doors. Och, sure, you know it well, it's White's Tavern. And inside we find Matty Murphy, Dolan Gibbons and Gideon Hubble. They're all sitting at a wee table alongside our Mervyn, all dressed in black with sullen looks on their faces, for today was the day of Clary's memorial service. I'm behind the bar dressed normal because I didn't go. I wonder if your man Gideon regrets killing his mate.
I regret killing my mate.
Okay, it wasn't you, it was the big worm.
I mean, I think...
You acted poorly, but it wasn't intentional.
I just think about... what he used to say, you know? A boy needs his father and a father needs his boy.
Well, yeah.
He's never going to see his boy.
Listen, Gideon.
Another glass of spiked milk, please.
It could have been...
I deserve the gastric disturbances.
Coming up.
Please stop drinking that.
It really could have been anyone of the four of us.
Four of us.
Five, sorry, Bertie. He took his damages.
I appreciate you saying that, but... I think I'm going to have to do a lot to redeem myself, to be honest.
Well, I had a thought about that. His car's still out there.
Not the wreck.
Did no one take out the milk?
Yeah, that's... I mean, I brought buckets and gloves, but to be honest, I wasn't very keen on doing it myself.
Oh, so now this is a... what you're suggesting is a group activity, am I understanding correctly?
Well, if he's looking to redeem himself, I suppose I'm content with just him doing it.
I will do it.
Right.
I will do it. Is that a hazmat suit?
No.
Oh.
Just regular coveralls.
Okay. Marigolds. Good luck.
Nice.
Got a wee mask because I thought the smell.
Yeah, thanks. I appreciate that. I'll leave his... what's the term? Effects? Is that the one?
The fuck ton of tapes?
Yeah, the tapes.
Yeah, maybe yeah. Bring them in.
Yeah, I'll bring them in. But in a solemn and respectful fashion.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Here's your spiked milk there, Gideon.
Thank you.
Please don't drink that.
I'm begging you. Please.
How was the memorial service anyway? I know we didn't have the body, but every OSNA agent gets one.
Look, it was very respectful. You know, everyone stood up. They said their wee piece. No, you know, he was a good fella. And, you know, it's dangerous work, so you can't go blaming yourself.
I didn't expect as many milkmen.
Honestly, neither did I. I don't know how word got out. These are normally closed ceremonies, but... I don't know, there must be some secret channel that all these milkmen communicate on.
Hey, maybe there was a tape in the eventuality.
Well.
He seemed the sort.
Speaking of, actually, while you were out at Dawn Memorial Service, of course I had to stay here with Bertie, but I did get a wee visit from a real postman today, and he did drop this round. How long? It says here it's the last will and testament to Clary Postman.
He had it delivered here.
He had it delivered here.
Oh, okay.
Well, not him. Signed by Maud. Must have been his wife.
Did that ever come up?
I hadn't even considered
that. Oh, God. Oh.
This might be terrible of me, but I just assumed he...
Yeah, 100%. Separated, yeah.
Sorry, why has it come here?
Well, your own guess is as good as mine, but...
Sure, stick it in.
It has a wee tape here, so it does, and I suppose we should listen to it together.
Bertie, I know you're still recovering from your injuries, but can you play this tape for us?
It's a toy, you don't need to...
Shut the fuck up.
It's not a toy, Dylan. It's absolutely not a toy. This bar to be lost without him, we'll be honest with you.
I just don't understand.
I'm sorry, I'm just very stressed.
Guys, can we not fight over Bertie in front of Bertie? It's a very sad time. Look, people are grieving.
He's got a microphone that's like robot ears.
Sorry for sparring in front of... Sorry, Bertie.
That's your first step to redemption right there, Gideon. I appreciate that.
Well, it was a step back and then a step forward, but... Sorry, in the interest
of... Right, you're essentially still in the same place. You're in the same place that you were. Yeah.
Like snakes and ladders,
yeah. Right, shall we hit play on this?
Yes, please.
Hey, it's me again, Clyde Busman, the Milkman. I'm doing a wee mission here for the official supernatural Never Regions agency. And I'm going to Spars Hollow, and there's something about them. I don't know, I trust them. They seem like good folk. They were really interested in me and CJ. They even came out to my car to see all the cooling systems I had jerry-rigged in and all. I accidentally called it a contraption, and they only made fun of me a little too. So, you know, good people. They said they'd help me look for CJ too, and that means a lot. Anyway, I'm on my way to Spars Hollow to go and find some robot turnips. And yeah, I have a bit of time to kill. We're still like 40 miles. We're still going. So this is the last will and testament of Clary Postman, the Milkman. Amendment 56, this is. Amendment 56. Now, if you've listened to the previous 55 wills, you know that most of my things are going to go to Maud and to CJ. So first and foremost, it's the tapes. I'm going to ask Maddie Murphy to hold on to them for CJ, I think. I'm actually driving behind Maddie, and she's a good driver, I'll tell you that much. And she seemed to really care about CJ. She didn't make fun of him for being lost or nothing.
Did any of us make fun of him for being lost?
No, I don't think so.
Not
a lot. I think the man just had a low bar.
He also was totally nursing that robot turnips thing long after he said it was done. But anyway, let's hear on.
But if she doesn't want them, maybe Assumpta will. Because I've got 2 years' worth of tapes here, and she may want that for her OSNA archives. Because, oh boy, have I seen some wild stuff in these past 2 years. Like, actually wild, because... Now that I think about it, there's a good few things in the island I need to tell her about. Anyway, next up on the list is my car. What a wonderful wee thing you are. But I think I'll give you to Dolan, because his wife isn't around right now, and he was wanting to cut down on his milk. Can you imagine that? Cutting down on his... But if he takes my car, he doesn't even have to, because he could just store his milk in there, and for her until she gets back.
Buzz, I'll just hand these to you. It seems like the car's your responsibility. Taking care of it is definitely your thing, yeah.
So how far we've gone from redemption?
I'll just redeem myself another way.
You killed the man, and now you're distancing
yourself. The worm killed the man. I just hurried things along. Play the tape.
And then as a bonus too, this car's so good because now he has a secret place to come and cry if he ever needs to. I don't know if he needs to, but he might need to. His wife's gone.
I don't need to cry.
He can talk to us if you need to.
I don't. I can talk to...
You can talk to Gideon if you want
to. It's a safe space here.
I can also talk to my wife or kids. I don't need to talk to you two.
But if he does need to, the freezing cold temperatures here keeps the moisture from ever leaving your eyes. So you can just feel every emotion you've ever felt in here and no one's any the wiser. Which is pretty useful from time to time, to be honest. Finally, there's Gideon. Gideon! He's seen some stuff too. He gets these weird premonitions, death and all, which is mad. So he's going to get my milk holsters for safety, you know, because maybe he can keep his eye equipment with him at all times or something, and then he can begin to weaponize his gift.
I'm going to look like I have like an infant son. Like, if I wear these in the street, people will be like, where's the child?
Don't wear it.
You're going to look like you have a gun if they're empty.
That's true. I have
you
to
put something in them.
Yeah.
Nothing scarier than an empty holster.
Do you give us
weapons?
Yeah.
Oh, I had a question about reimbursement as well.
Oh, for petrol?
Well, I had to buy a round of drinks, and I haven't been reimbursed for that.
You offered.
Well, it was either that or have Wide Tommy come and beat you guys.
Wide Tommy?
I don't remember.
Dylan! Dylan! I thought you guys had something. I thought that was a friendship for life.
You absolutely did have something. Play the tip.
No. Finally. I want to speak to the person who killed me. Because I know in my heart of hearts that I'm going to be killed and not just die. So for you, the person who killed me, my first gift to you is that I absolve you of your guilt. I forgive you for killing me.
Pause for a second.
Yes!
We all agreed it was the worm 5 minutes ago.
So we absolved the worm?
Yeah.
So I was never to blame.
You feel celebrated guilty. A little too hard at that.
I did. Yeah. I did.
That's another step back on the snakes and ladders.
You're still wearing your suits.
That's another snake, Gideon.
Maybe this isn't about Clary. Maybe this is just about me being a better person.
I think you don't want to clean the milk.
Okay.
None of us want to clean the milk.
Yeah, but it's Dolan's car now, and if Dolan wants Gideon to clean the milk.
All right. We just need to get the car in piece by piece.
You're not bringing a bloody car into the pub.
Yeah. There's no room. There's a pool table over there.
I was kidding, guys. Play the tip.
I'm sure you had your reasons, and I do know that you're going to be a milkman. 100%, you're definitely a milkman. So I can respect you doing your duty and just taking me out.
Pause.
Milkmaster.
Pause.
No, don't say that.
Did he assume another milkman was going to kill him? And they were all at the funeral? Was that safe?
Look, I think that there's stuff going on amongst milkmen that us mere mortals can't understand. I think, you know, there's some weird, equally clandestine organization going
certainly
on there.
Is.
Wow, this can be our next assignment, is looking into the milk mafia in Ireland.
I like the term milk mafia now.
I like that. I like that more than believing that it might be true. Yeah, the name is good.
Yes. Mm.
Did you notice at the funeral, at the wake rather, they all ate sandwiches at the same time?
The noise was unsettling, yes.
Like a murmuration of starlings.
Mm.
Sandwiches? Excuse me, Mervyn, did we put on a spread?
No, they brought their own.
Oh, good.
Yep, they all had their wee peace box and they took them out and then it was borderline deafening. You heard this big...
cacophonous.
Horrifying.
Pan, loaf, bread, butter and sugar.
You know it.
However, you will also know what awaits you now. So to my killer, I bequeath you my pride and joy, cow. And I'm sure you're well aware that she is the cow that makes my milk the purest milk in all the land.
It's one cow?
So much milk. That seems...
I live in a one-bedroom apartment in the centre of town. I can't have a cow. I can't have a cow.
So we're back to you being the killer.
So you killed him?
I've got a lot of confused feelings about this.
We can't give the cow
to
a worm.
We're not giving a cow to a worm.
No, we can't.
Don't even know where it is anymore.
Although it would solve the cow problem in many ways.
Whoa.
The cow problem?
Do you want to take care of it?
Do I, fuck?
Well, then it's a problem, isn't it?
What if the cow lives here, free milk?
I do only sell it unpasteurised.
You do.
The cow can do what Omnibot was doing.
Poor
and then
pints.
I can take Omnibot back into my
Maddie Murphy,
care.
You're not taking Omnibot out of this bar
again.
He's perfect. You brought him
He's
back
ours.
With a bloody working elbow. I've never seen pints poured like it.
It's protein dense, nutrient rich, omnipotent milk. It can completely sustain the human body, and it is the only thing that I've consumed for the past 4 years. Now, obviously, I can't tell you how I managed to get Kai to create that milk. I mean, I think I did in one of these tapes, so maybe Maddie knows, but that was for CJ's ears and not yours. And of course, such a magnificent creature draws ire and eyes. And there are one particular set of eyes and greedy, greedy paws that you must keep Kai safe from. So your task, person who killed me, Clary Postman the Milkman, is to keep Kai safe. Keep her safe from him.
Oh. Well, it's over.
Is that it?
Well, look, it seems to be it.
It was a lot.
That was an ominous ending.
Yes, and he recorded that the whole way to Sparse Hollow. That's fucking madness.
Yeah, that's kind of...
He's updated this thing 56 times.
Knowing that he's updated it so frequently kind of gives me a bit of ease, but knowing that he had met us, had been sent out, and was like, I'm going to die, gotta update my will, doesn't make me feel amazing about my connection with Clary.
Also, Maud has written here in the letter that the tape was sent in, no swapsies in all caps. I don't know what that means.
I think that means you're stuck with a cow, sir.
I mean, if you have the tapes, could we see if we have Amendment 55 and maybe see who the cow was meant to go on before?
It seems to me as though the cow was always meant to go to the person that killed him.
But it was in the amendment.
He didn't die before recording tape 55.
But it was in Amendment 56, which implies it wasn't there in Amendment 55.
I think you both make excellent points. But no, I will say...
No, pick a side.
I think the amendment, he named the three of yous and then reiterated a previous point, potentially.
All right, I'll settle for that.
See, kid gloves.
Kid gloves. Ah, Jesus, oh, tis madness now that he left all that stuff. And I'm not saying no to the cow, Gideon, I'm not. But it's already out the back.
It's out the back?
Well, of course it is. Postman brought that as well.
Postman brought cow.
He did.
Postman brought cow.
Do you want me to walk her in?
Bring her in.
I'll go get her. Hold on.
No car in the place, but a cow's just fine.
Yeah.
You massive brute, you.
That is it. I gotta say, that is the cow. That is the most cowest of cows.
She has gorgeous eyelashes.
She's a fine creature.
She's a fine creature.
Do you have a name? Oh, you do have a name. Cow.
Cow, yeah.
Cow. Pretty boring, really, as far as it goes. You can rename her if you want. I don't give a shit.
No. No swapsies. Name is name. Cow is cow.
Name is name. Cow
name
is cow.
Name, cow is cow.
I like that.
I like that as well. Well, listen, seeing as you're all here and dressed all sad, like, might be that there's no better time than the present to officially welcome you as Knuckles from the OSNA. Here are your water-resistant jackets, your torches, and your jotters. Use them wisely. You'll also find £2 coins each taped inside the jotters. You're welcome.
That's a wee per diem. So it is. It's for when you're out on missions. So, like, we look after you lot. And, yes, speaking of wee missions and sad clothes... The Clippers pulled up an obituary from last week for me. So a fella by the name of Mickey the Mackerel Mulcrone. Reason being, he was the pub landlord at a wee place called the Sea Signor. That's S-E-A. It's on the top of Big Cliff. You know Big Cliff? It's that wee town up the coast road.
Know it well.
Well, that whole place just sprung up around the pub when it opened. Lovely wee place. But no wonder. That wee spot does a wee lethal... Bubble, oink, and squeak.
Oh, Jesus.
Delicious.
Delicious.
And it's the only place that does my favourite drink, El Fuego Numero 8. So I went up yesterday to the place, and the hearse was still outside, and went up again this morning, and sure enough, the thing was still there. The funeral itself was meant to take place 4 days ago, but what's left of that body is still above ground.
I'm sorry, what's left of him?
Oh, wait till I tell you, right. So he was 92 years old, and the thing that killed him was a fallen Casio keyboard. It cut him in half like a sheet of glass in a horror film. The back half was just a write-off, smashed to absolute paste. But the front was surprisingly well preserved, so they've seemingly just flapped that bit into a coffin. So it looks like he's lying real deep in it, but he's not. It's just half a man. Sorry, have you got a question?
No, you clarified. Not the top half, the front.
Yes, yeah, just smeared the back right off him. The keyboard just must have fallen with some speed.
With a Casio?
I know.
They're chunky enough.
They are big. The back of them's pretty flat. I'm assuming it was the rear side. Because the front, you'd be hit with all the keys and there'd be bumps.
Makes you wish for a grand piano. Oh, the cow's drinking a pint. Ah, you're cheeky.
So, now, that wasn't printed in the obituaries, just to be clear.
Right. What did they say happened in the obituary? Because people will have seen half a body in a coffin.
Well, no, it's a private function, so
right.
they just said that the family are accepting any gifts or donations of like flowers and all that sort of stuff, but they didn't really go into the details. They just said a bit about his achievements and the pub.
Now, just so I'm crystal clear, because this is unusual, in a case of an open casket funeral, he would look just fine, because you could only see the front part, right?
I believe that's what they'd probably go with, aye.
Just so I visualise this correctly.
Aye. If you imagine a normal open casket funeral and there's a body lying there, it would look exactly the same, but about 3 inches lower in the coffin. Aye.
Gotcha.
Maybe they propped him up. I don't know. I couldn't get in.
You tried?
No, I'm not going to go gate crashing awake. On that note, though, I wouldn't mind if you lot did... Because it's been a few days. It's weird, right? I wanted to take my wife there, and I couldn't get in. And I can't go knocking on the door. They know me there. They'd be like, he's here for the bubble oink and squeak and a big old drink. So I think it needs a wee bit of a softer touch. So if you could get out the big cliff and get into that wake and just find out what the hell's taking them so long. I haven't had an El Fuego numero 8 in over a week. I've got a wee itch to scratch.
Is this supernatural or you just want a drink?
All I'm saying is that's weird. And my wife and I missed date night. So I wouldn't mind taking... Yeah, right. Took her there on our first date. Split a big double portion. It was lovely. They bring it out in a big plate. Set it right in the middle of the table and just give you one spoon and you pass it back and forth between you.
Romantic.
Lengthwise.
Thank you. Lengthwise.
Oh, not to be a pedant, and obviously it's a sad time generally, but double portion that you split. So that's just two portions. But
but it's on one plate.
They gave you less cutlery, so it was a splittable.
Yes.
Thing. That is intimate.
Yeah. You lady and the trumpet. Now, I normally say to new recruits, most things are a bust. You know, just don't worry. 9 out of 10, nothing weird's happening. You had a bad start, and I'm sorry. Rest in peace. But this one will be fine. It'll be fine.
Convince us.
It'll be grand.
A man's died.
Look, anything to get out of this dreary, no offence. It's just the mood is sad and grieving. I want to go to the beach.
All right, snakes and ladders.
Well, we're going to a wake.
Yeah,
We will be going from a finished funeral to one that's ramping up.
Ramping up for the big finish.
Assumpta, can we leave the cow here?
Can you leave the cow here?
Are you making us bring the cow to...
I'm not making you do a damn thing. If you want to leave the cow here.
Where do you want to go,
cow? It's nice that you asked, Maddie.
It'll be £10.
That's fair.
We only have £6 between us.
You're going to have to give us a raise.
Looks like you're taking a cow to the beach.
All right, cow. Come on. Follow the pint.
Exiting the town of Rath Ghul, the density of houses begins to dwindle as you slowly venture towards the ocean. The smell of salt permeates your nostrils as the sound of seagulls and crashing waves fill your ears. It sounds like you're approaching Port Rush. You travel along the coast road for about 20 minutes before seeing a beach in the near distance, stretching off to the left and right and flanked by modest cliffs. Resting upon the top of the tallest cliff to the left there is a lonely turquoise blue building overlooking the sand, the Sea Señor. The main road turns right into a winding trail of that sandy grass that you're allowed to drive on, and it leads up towards the structure. Outside, you see several parked cars, as well as a hearse. Chipping paint reveals the render beneath, with various shades of old blue paint peeking out. The building sits quite literally on the edge of a small cliff face, its back caked in salt. Getting out of your car, you see a beautiful view of the town of Big Cliff and its surrounding landscape. The town is hugged by flatlands and the sun is high in the sky, shining brightly upon the buildings. It's like Postman Pat. The thought of Postman Pat reminds you of Clary. In fact, the sight of the hearse, the funeral clothes you're wearing, and the fact that you've come from his memorial all remind you of your friend Clary. That probably makes you sad. You also notice now that the wind is sharper up here, and that despite the picturesque vision of Big Cliff below, there are, both figuratively and literally, dark clouds hanging overhead. The pub is wide and stubby, with a substantially sized ground floor level and a smaller second floor. That's the first floor for any Americans in the room. By the front door, you see a chalkboard which reads, "Waking the Mackerel, by invite only."
What does that mean? Waking the Mackerel?
He was called Mickey the Mackerel.
I know that, but it's not Mickey the Mackerel's wake, it's Waking the Mackerel. I swear to God, if they've sent us on another hocus pocus, I don't want to kill either one of you. I don't want it to happen again.
Who said that we were going to be the ones dying, Gideon?
Don't amputate anymore. Let's have a heart rule. No more amputations.
Aim for a worm, not for a friend.
If it comes down to it, you need to kill me.
All right.
And if I die, Dolan, you take care of Kai.
We all agree this Kai lives, right?
Hands in.
None of us were going to kill the cow. Yeah, I'm not doing a hands in, but I agree.
The cow lives. Say it.
The cow lives.
Ideally, no death, but if death, not cow death.
Well, no, hold on. If death, cow death. If death, if the option is one of us has to die, and
a
the cow is included
we met
in that.
Only a few days ago, trusted us with so many of his things.
Okay.
So that that would live on. His legacy would live on.
So if I'm in a situation where I have to pick between you and the cow, you want me to pick the cow?
Okay, when you put it like that.
Yeah, yeah, that's how I'm putting it.
Like, cut off my arm, you know? I can take it a bit better than
so
him.
So if it's between cutting off your arm or the one of the cow's legs, I should go for your arm?
Oh, God. Yes, that's okay. Fine.
All right.
I'm sorry, Kai. You come to us at a difficult time in our lives, and we're going to have a big family of bereaved creatures. Anyway, listen, I'm going inside. We're all in the perfect disguise, so hopefully we won't need a cover story. Right?
Is there a chance that I, in fact, know who he is? That I've taken my kids here on beach holidays and would have come across him?
Yes, actually, that is an excellent question. Now, you're a very good father, I'm assuming, so you probably take your kids all over the place. You mightn't remember everywhere, so give yeah. us a wee roll. But I'd say you need under 80.
Under 80, okay, that seems very doable.
That's an easy luck roll.
Let's begin how we want to end. That is, 18.
You have indeed been to this place. It's a lovely wee spot. Mickey, he was always there in the bar, and he has looked about 80 or 90 for as long as you remember. Like, he's an old dad.
You've been here?
Yeah, I actually know this man, yeah.
Oh, shit. You should take the lead, then.
Yeah.
Regular no, customer.
Mean, well, he's not here.
Yeah. Rest in peace. But...
Yeah, no, but I would have a reason to be at this
Yeah, lake. Of course.
I'll just say I was showing you two around. Mm-hmm. I was going to stop by the pub, and then I saw the sign, and I wanted to pay my respects.
The cow needed a comfort break.
The cow...
And we needed to pull
it
somewhere.
We're not bringing the cow in, but...
We can allude to the cow.
I think we're going to have to allude to the cow. The cow is...
It'll give us an air of mystique.
Hey, have a look at our cow. They're called cow.
I feel like I had such a good cover story that worked so well, and I don't know why we're changing it. I have a legitimate reason to be
not
here.
Changed
it's not
it. We're
even
just
a cover
expanding
story.
On
yeah,
it.
We're
to
just
be honest,
deepening
I wouldn't
it.
Mind paying my respects.
Why else would you be showing me and Gideon around where you used to bring your kids?
You just guessed and I brought you on a beach trip.
Yeah, but then how do we know each other, you know? Then there's so much more questions.
The cow brings us all together. Dolan, are you okay?
It's been a long week. I found out the supernatural is real. I watched a man die and I feel like... if we don't take care of this, no one will, and that's been very disturbing to me.
Yeah, we're going to take care of it.
All right, folks, get your game faces on. Look sad.
Kai, eat grass.
You enter into a cozy but not small pub. As you walk through the front door, you immediately see in front of you a solid marble bar, light aquatic blue in colour, kind of like a swimmer's, with veins of gold running through it. The top is a dark walnut brown and shows its age through various chips, scratches, and a bunch of those S's that people used to do in school, carved right into the wood. Behind the bar stands a woman of around 90 years old, cleaning some glasses. The door behind the bar looks like it leads off into a kitchen.
I'm going to go to the bar and get a drink.
Do I see, like, the widow or anything like that? Or?
You do. And as you hear Gideon say, I'm heading to the bar, you notice that it is the widow herself behind the bar.
I'm so sorry for your loss. I just wanted to pay my condolences.
Oh, that's very, very kind of you. Of course, it's a sad day. A sad, sad day.
It really is. I don't know if you remember me. I used to come here a lot, bring my family to the beach.
Oh, of course, we have many, many regulars that have come to the bar and... I'm afraid to say no. I have no idea who you are.
What's your name?
Oh, it's Dolan. It's been a wee while, but when I was younger, we had a wee kid, didn't really like the beach, so the two of us snuck down here, and I'll tell you what.
For Mickey, an old pint.
For old pint, and I tell you what, Mickey was good cracky. Tried to teach him how to play pool. Jamie was useless.
I'm sure Mickey was dreadful himself.
Gods.
Oh yeah, game would take hours.
And will you have a little pint yourself now?
Oh, of course.
At El Fuego Número 8, I'll get a big fish glass.
As this lady heads towards, like under the bar to grab that glass, this whole time she's been just sort of cleaning away, you know, like wee bar tasks, cleaning other glasses, opening the till, giving things a wee wipe. The woman herself, by the way, she's short, quite stout and powerful looking, quite thick and luxurious hair for a woman of her age, more charcoal than true grey, but it's cropped real short just below her ears, and she wears a worn leather Stetson. There's a wee TV, a little box TV mounted on the wall on top of a wee VHS player above you. There's an episode of Countdown playing on it.
There you are there, Dolan. A big old El Fuego numero 8. That will be £2.
Have we missed the conundrum?
I'm sorry?
I'm so sorry for your loss. I'm not a regular. Have we missed the conundrum? Like, how far through the episode of Countdown?
Oh, that. Believe it or not, that's a... It's a tape. So...
No
I
way.
I could rewind it if you'd like.
No, it's quite all right. You're a fan, or...
No,
he was.
Mickey, he loved it. Truth be told, he loved this episode so much. Oh, sure, he'd play it. He'd play it often when a new face would come into the bar. I'm sure he'd know the answers, and that would make him look
that's
mad
very
smart.
That's very good. I should do that with Sudoku's.
You're a puzzle fan, are you?
Amateur hobbyist, but I suppose that's very much the way with puzzles. Oh, it's
sure.
Not.
Listen, there's no money in it.
There's no money in it. You're quite right.
Well, tell that to Carol, eh? Mm. That's what Mickey would tell me anyway. And El Fuego numero 8 for you
yes,
also.
Yes, please. Oh,
go on then. Go on yourself.
And is that a drink that is bespoke to here, or...?
There's not another bar in the world that serves an El Fuego numero 8. Just ourselves. Coined right here at the Sea Señor.
Mm.
Half a drop of Diet Coke there. And half a lager. Like a big brown shandy.
Lovely.
That'll be £2.
Yep. Gideon, you owed me a drink, didn't you?
I'm sorry for your loss. Here's £4. Take 2 El Fuego numero 8, please.
One for yourself, of course. Thanks.
Did Mickey invent this?
It was himself and some of the other lads.
Mm.
They came up with the drink. A fella by the name of Skinny. God rest him, gone now. 13 years or so. And another chap of Samuel, but sure. The least we say about him, the better.
These drinks are certainly fizzy. You're depth charging a bunch of Diet Coke straight into a load of lager, so she has to let it settle for a wee bit and then top it up like a Guinness. So while you're chatting, can I get a little awareness roll from you?
51 over 20. It's a fail.
99.
I've got 32 under 60.
Dolan, now while those pints are settling, she went back to her little route and... You know, she's like picking up wee glasses, giving it a clean, setting it down, going and checking the till. She like picks up the remote and turns on the TV. But in between all of those things, she keeps like playing with this with a different picture, and it's hanging between two of the optics, and it shows her and Mickey outside the pub. But she keeps sort of lifting it down, giving it a wee clean, popping it back up, and just making sure to square it up neatly each time. I will also say that while you're looking up there. You've been here before, and you go, "Ock, sure, it's this place." You see a wee framed newspaper as well. So there's a newspaper cutout with a picture of young Mickey and his two mates, Skinny and Samuel, from about 50 years ago. And they're holding fistfuls of Aztec gold. And there's a headline that reads, "Fisherman missing for 2 months, wash up with Aztec gold."
Ah, that must be that picture. So it's a...
Of Mickey and myself.
It's a lovely picture.
Oh, thank you. Yes, Fred.
Precious memory. When was that taken?
Believe it or not, despite how well we still look, that photo's over 30 years old.
No.
Believe it or not. Yes, indeed.
I mean, you still look like that.
You're awfully kind, Dolan.
Me and Gideon are having like little whispery comments of like, he is barely dead, and he is after her immediately. He is married.
Do we know that his wife...
Does he have a wife?
Does he have a wife?
Keep it down, they'll hear us.
Well, it's awfully kind for all of you to come. How did you know my mackerel? Your name's, sorry?
This is Maddie.
I'm Maddie.
Nice to meet you, Maddie.
This is Gideon.
I'm Gideon.
We were actually at a wake earlier today as well, if you believe it. Some
I was showing him around and I thought,
my God.
Well, I actually thought coming here might take your mind off it, but
of course.
It's been unfortunate time for all of us, I suppose.
It is dreadful, dreadful, dreadful thing, the cruel hand of fate and death.
Sorry, what was your name?
My name is Eloise. Eloise Mulcrone.
Nice to meet you properly, Eloise. Sorry that it's under these circumstances.
Remember the mackerel well and drink fast the El Fuego Numero 8 in his memory.
Eloise, sorry, is this a private event or can we perch up? We can be very quiet, we can make ourselves very discreet, but obviously it's a very private event.
Well, of course, we've been here for a few hours now and there's room here at the bar for folks that knew Mickey and, well, I suppose on this occasion, folks that know folks who knew Mickey. I'd say you're welcome here, so long as you're drinking.
That's very kind of you.
Thank you.
Thank you. We should go and pay our respects. And Gideon starts walking towards the casket.
You walk your way over to the casket, and sure enough, that front half of that man looks pristine. Whatever Undertaker was onto him, like he did some job, but he does look like he's lying quite deep in that coffin.
We should have got this guy for Clary.
Gideon, I'm not quite at the stage of grief that you are yet.
Okay.
Be gentle with me.
I'm sorry.
Thanks. Dolan?
How are you doing?
Yeah, are you also grieving Clary, or is it just me? Have I forgotten about this? Am I the only person that hasn't forgotten about this man?
This might sound a little bit cruel, but he was such an odd man that it hasn't quite sunk into me that he's dead. He does feel a little bit like a figment of my imagination.
It's fresh. Yeah, I understand.
The cow doesn't help the situation, nor do the milkman who showed up at the...
Mm-hmm.
Like, all in all, it still feels a bit surreal.
Can I tell you something?
Yeah.
If a week ago, or 8 days ago, I'd met Clary and he died, I'd probably be a lot sadder. I'd assume he's totally gone. But since then, we know now that things aren't as normal. We saw a worm, a giant demon worm.
You think he's going to come back as a worm?
I don't think he's going to come back as a worm, but I just mean that things aren't
as clear. You don't think he's coming back as the cow?
No!
Keep your voices down.
I just mean that things aren't as certain as they used to be.
I understand, but it sounds like you're at the bargaining stage of grief right now.
Exactly. Thank you, Dolan. Thank you.
I'm just glad I have a support animal.
Condiment! Sorry, the conundrum.
Next time in the Bad Articles... Join our Knuckles as they drink pints at a wake. I wonder if Dolan can contain a sexual charisma.
The Bad Articles is created by J.R. McCormick and Aidan Kelly. It is produced at Felburn Studios by the wonderful Clark Phillips, with additional sounds and voices from Conleth McVeigh. Starring Laura Conlon, Patrick Meyer, and Niall McKenna.